Everyone, please stand, join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. We have this morning the pleasure of presenting a proclamation to Mr. Martin. Let me read this first. You want to come up to the front here and let us present you with this.
How you doing? Good morning.
I'll read this briefly. It says, whereas Mr. Martin is a lifelong resident of Westchester Township, and whereas Mr. Martin has served his county honorably in the United States Army from 1937 to 1953 as a veteran of World War II and an active member of Westchester's VFW 7696, and whereas Mr. Martin was Grand Marshal of the 2007 Westchester Township Memorial Day Parade, and whereas Mr. Martin, after his service to his country, worked for 23 years for Sears as manager of the catalog department, and whereas Mr. Martin was appointed to the Butler County Rural Zoning Commission on October 6, 1977, and has served for more than 30 years. Mr. Martin was appointed to 6 1/2 terms and has served with 13 different commission members throughout the years. Whereas Mr. Martin has heard 349 rezoning cases, has presided over 12 zoning code changes, and saw Butler County grow from 250,000 people to 360,000 people. And whereas Mr. Martin, after a long zoning meeting, was known to tell a joke or two after the tape player was turned off, of course. And whereas the Butler County Department of Development staff and the residents of Butler County are especially grateful for Mr. Martin's dedicated and outstanding service as a member of the Butler County Rural Zoning Commission. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, Donald Dixon, Gregory Jolivet, Charles Furman, commissioners of Butler County, do hereby proclaim Thursday, March 12, 2009, as Ralph Martin Day in Butler County. Ralph, thank you.
Hear, hear.
Quite an accomplishment. Quite an accomplishment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want to tell one of those jokes or turn?
Yeah.
We can turn the recorder off.
One thing I'd like to say that a lot of my old co-workers are out here in the audience, including my first boss, Francis Cody, bud, and it's been an experience.
Yeah.
I think we did one good job with the county.
You sure did.
I appreciate every bit of it.
You know, Mr. Cozabud was my first boss, too, when I got here. Well, great. We do appreciate it, though. You've been a real asset to Butler County, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bro.
Yeah, does anybody have anything, anybody want to make any comments about Ralph and his tenure? Mike? David?
Keep in mind the mics are on now, Mike.
No, I can't tell a joke like Ralph. I just want to thank Ralph for everything he's done for us over the years. It's been great working with him. I know all the other board members and Francis always enjoyed working for Ralph, or with Ralph, I should say. So thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. David?
We just want to thank Ralph for his service on the Zoning Commission, and Ralph's been a good mentor to some of our new members. Ralph's real good at helping our new members along and always reminding them that they need to go out and look at the site. It's not just enough to look at the maps that we send them. You actually need to go out, walk the property. And one thing I was always impressed with Ralph is it didn't matter what township the project was in. Even though maybe it wasn't a township where Ralph lived in, he always looked after the residents' concerns, and we appreciate that. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well said.
Mr. Cozabud?
I just wanted to thank Ralph again. He did a wonderful job. We were very busy in the first years that Ralph was on, and he did a good job. I just wanted to thank him for what he did.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I served for many years with Ralph on the zoning board, and the one thing that I personally feel about public officials, the really good ones, are that they don't bring a personal agenda. They bring an agenda which is best for the county, and that was Ralph. Ralph's only agenda was what was best for the county.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
I just want to say that Ralph is a friend of mine. I consider Ralph a friend. And while I haven't known Ralph in his professional capacity, I do know, being from out of the county, from Claremont County, that Ralph and his other colleagues are doing something right. And this county is by far, I think, way ahead of the other area counties. And so I think what he's done, along with his other colleagues, speaks for itself. Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you, Judge.
Thanks, Judge.
Thanks, Judge.
Yeah, I've served with Ralph for several years here. He's been a leader of our commission, done a fantastic job, a lot of good common sense, a lot more than we have in Washington, I think. But I want to thank him for his service to Butler County and his service to his country. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else have anything? We'd like to thank Ralph again for all the years of service and your colleagues for everything they do. That's a job that's not compensated for, but is very, very important for the county. So thank you again, and like I said, all your colleagues. And Judge Ringling, one of the best judges in the state of Ohio, mm-hmm. is with us this morning. We're glad to have you here too, Judge. You're welcome anytime.
I'd just like to add, if I could, Ralph, as a personal friend, obviously we appreciate what you do, and this is quite a testament here for support. A lot of good friends, and you seem to make those wherever you go, and that speaks volumes. So, again, thanks, and we really appreciate your job that you've done.
Thank you. Now, just to, you know, I know all the different decisions that you had to make. You probably didn't please everybody, but everyone was probably pleased with how you went about the process, and that speaks volumes. So thank you, Ralph.
Great. Okay. Well, we'll move on to our meeting. It's going to be some bills and some travel and training. We're going to make some people happy and some not happy. So you're welcome to stay if you like. If not, we'll see you all later.
See you. See you, see you, Mike.
Excuse, it's all
yes,
right.
Yes, it is.
I understand the feeling about making some happy and some
happy.
Every day.
Yeah.
Hi, Judge.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Congratulations.
Thank you, Ralph.
Yeah.
Come on, Ralph. You're buying a coffee.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ralph.
It's your day, though.
It's quite an
amazing
one turnout. Mm-hmm. Okay, Tim, take us to the resolutions.
Okay, first we have a separate resolution to consider. This is a travel and training request from the Board of Elections to attend the Ohio Elections Conference in Columbus, Ohio, March 12 and 13. The amount, $1,500.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon, abstain. As we go into travel and training, we have three other requests to consider today. The first is from area courts, Linda Lovelace, to attend the Ohio Association for Court Administration, $850 in Columbus, Ohio, May 12th to May 15th. Next is from the Butler County Sheriff's Office, Deputy Holly Fuller, to attend the NACA Annual Training Conference, Law Enforcement Training, St. Louis, Ohio, May 28th to May 31st, $879. Next is Bill Balsinger. This is a request from Building and Zoning. Bill Balsinger, Paul Ivers, Gary Kessler, Mark Rutherford, and Clay Callahan to attend continuing education training in Columbus, Ohio on Gastite Flexible CSST Design Installation Sizing Techniques. The cost $125 to date, March 19th. As we move into finance transfers and budget resolutions, we have several on the agenda today. Majority of these will be our annual adjustment to our workers' comp account. When the budget is set, we don't know what the actual workers' comp amount payment is. It's a annual payment, so these adjust the accounts to the actual annual payment. First, Section A is a general fund. In total, the general fund will be increased by $43,681 for workers' comp. In Section B, we have six departments that will be changing: the communication system, real estate assessment, deputy register, tax abatement, health insurance, and the DTAC prosecutor fund. And these will be changed respectively as follows: an increase of $1,966, transfer between accounts of $112, transfer between accounts of $85, a decrease in budget of $1.25, a decrease in budget of $496, and a transfer between accounts of $126. Next, Section C, for continuing in the workers' comp adjustments. These non-general funds, which would include probate court computer fund, the ISP grant fund, the felony delinquent care fund, CSEA, community development block grant fund, the prosecutor VOCA fund, and the dog and kennel fund, with changes respectively as follows: a decrease of $32.61, a transfer between accounts for $343.76, a transfer of $4,899, a transfer of $2,230, a transfer of $1,039, a transfer of $1,399, and a transfer of between accounts of $1,632. Next in the Section D is Job and Family Services, which are showing transfers between accounts of $3,257, $21,036, $2,415, $6,636. Workforce One Fund shows a decrease in budget of $6,373. The next section is the Sewer Fund, Fund 3500. That in total shows an increase of $996.79. Next, the Water Fund, Fund 4100. Their workers' comp payment required an adjustment to increase their fund and their budget by $3,919.92. The last area involves the Butler County Regional Airport, the parking garage, the workers' comp fund, the emergency management fund, and the solid waste district fund. These funds were changed respectively: a $1.97 decrease, a transfer between accounts of $6.29, a transfer between accounts of $5.88, a transfer between accounts of $660.39, and an increase in budget for the fund solid waste of $1,247.17. Now, as you get into our normal transfers and appropriations and budget changes for the meeting, first from the general fund, we have a transfer of cash to $14,526.57 to the OKI fund for half of the county's annual contribution. Item two, Job and Family Services, is a transfer between accounts to correct a budgeting shortage. Item three, Job and Family Services, this is a transfer between account that breaks supplies out from an account and separates out supplies in rent. Item number five in the sewer fund, Fund 3510. This is an increase of $18,000 to set up an account for the stormwater elimination program, a program that allows homeowners the option to repair their sewer laterals and get reimbursed for water and sewer up to $3,000. Lastly, an increase in the water fund, water replacement improvement fund, 4120, in the amount of $18,000. This is due to the Westchester water main project and a change in scope for an additional 250 feet. Next, we have request for transfers and appropriations from the county care facility. This involves a $3,000 transfer between accounts to cover the workers' comp, annual workers' comp payment. As we move into personnel, we have eight personnel items for you to consider today. First is a step increase for Lisa Walton, and she's in Job and Family Services, collective bargaining unit member, to $15.66, effective March 14th, a change of 3.2%. Next, a step increase for Andrew French, collective bargaining unit member, Job and Family Services, effective February 28th to $16.12, a 2.9% change. Next week, you're requested to accept the resignation of Rhonda Rose as eligibility referral specialist in Job and Family Services, effective March 6th. Next, you're requested to authorize a step increase for Stephanie Livesay, a collective bargaining unit member in Children's Services, to $17.65, effective March 23rd, a 3.3% change. Next, you're requested to accept the retirement of Michael Fox as the Children's Services Director, effective March 31st, 2009. Next, you're requested to hire Stephen Hanks in Children's Services as a Social Services Worker 3 at a rate of $22.77, effective March 30th. Next, you're requested to hire Ann Bradley, Social Services Worker 3, Children's Services, at a rate of $22.77, effective March 30th. Next, you're requested to designate Jeff Centers as the Interim Director of Children's Services, effective immediately. Now, as we move on to Job and Family Services and Children's Services agenda, they have nine items for you to consider today. First is to approve a child care contract with Ohio Presbyterian Retirement Services, period April 1/09 to March 31/10, in the amount of $64,400. Next is to consider the approval of another child care contract with Youth Atlanta Academy, Fairfield, April 1 to March 31st, 2010, in the amount of $428,000. Next, you're requested to approve another child care contract with Little Village Discover Center, LLC, March 1 through February 28th, 2010, in the amount of $189,200. Next, you're requested to approve a child care contract with New Wine Worship Center, doing businesses as Lighthouse Christian Learning Center, period April 1/09 to March 31/10, in the amount of $38,800. Next, Children's Services requests you to approve an agreement with the Next Right Thing for outpatient substance abuse counseling and services associated with the CanSafe program in the amount of $45,000. This is for retroactively back to September 30th, 08 to September 29th, 09. This particular contract provides a substance abuse assessment, parenting skills assessment, education, training, consulting, individual family counseling, urine screening, and court appearances. Next, Children's Services had another agreement for you to consider. This is a kinship home study services agreement. This agreement is with Butler County Educational Services Center, the period March 5th, 09 to December 31, 09, in the amount of $70,000. This particular contract conducts analysis of home environment for consideration of placement with kinship, and this and some of the other agreements that I mentioned previously have also the HIPAA disclosure that goes with it. Next contract for Children's Services is a contract with Mel's Behavioral Health, Inc. And this is a mentoring service from December 108, retroactive December 108 to December 31, 09, in the amount of $88,100. We've been utilizing this particular agency since 2004. It includes a HIPAA disclosure and basically is mentoring, working with youth and foster kids and making court appearances. Next, you have another agreement from Children's Services for placement services with Youth Inc. for the period March 109 to September 30th, 09 for $80,000. This is a placement services for a group home for females. And finally, under Job and Family Services, we have an amendment to a previous foster care or placement service contract with Osterlin Services for Youth, Inc. For foster care placement, retroactively back to February 108, extending to June 30th, 09. This is an increase in the amount of the contract, by $994,822. As we go into Water and Sewer has one item for you to consider today. That is to receive and refer bids for the Cincinnati-Dayton Road replacement Demick to Westchester North Point. There were several bids received. 15 bids were received, with the lowest bid from GM Pipeline, Inc. at $113,000. $697 and the highest bid from Rack and Ballier Excavating in the amount of $192,333. As we move on to the engineer has four requests for you to consider today. First is to receive and refer bids for the Beckett Road Improvement Project contract number 20092. There were six bids received, with the low bid to Synesis Construction, or from Synesis Construction, at the amount of $1,376,594. The high bid from R.B. Juergens at $1,655,005. The engineer also requests you to cancel a maintenance bond for Marion Estates. The engineer also requests you to approve an agreement with Tech Engineers for Butler County Signal System Operations for the contract amount, $23,000. And finally, the engineer asks you to approve an agreement with DesignHun.cut for public information services for an amount up to $25,000. Under miscellaneous, we have four miscellaneous items to consider today. First is to approve the donation of two sheriff's vehicles to the Pike County Sheriff's Office. These vehicles are a 1993 Ford Club Wagon, unit number 81, and a 1993 Ford Club Wagon, unit number 82. Next, you're requested to receive and refer bids for the oblique aerial photography, contract 0903003, from Information Services. Two bids were received, first from Kusera International, $216,000 even. The second was Pictometry International, Inc., $219,300 even. Next, you're requested to award the annual or the ISP provider. This is our internet pipe to Innovative Fiber Solutions at $880 monthly and Cincinnati Bell at $1,150. The reason for two is to create the redundancy as recommended by Information Services. We have, and finally under miscellaneous, we have a request to approve a change order number one for the West Hangar Site Development Phase 3, contract 0805008. When this particular contract was bid with several alternatives. These are taking some of those alternatives into the contract and changes the contract by $49,986. Finally, we have a request for payments. The then and now certificates and the total payments to approve are 32 payments, and then after the vote, we have a separate payment request to consider for Board of Elections.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon? And now we have a separate resolution payment for Board of Elections to consider. The amount of the payment is $540.58.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain.
Do we have any comments from the audience? Any visitor comments? None? Commissioner Furman? No comments from the board? Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.